Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Towns tips the rebound, can't get to it. Boxed out by two different Warriors, and the loose ball goes to Curry. Curry in transition, floats a pass to Santos. The catch and shoot, three is good. And timeout for New York. 64-59, 7:48 to go in the third quarter, and the Knicks have only two timeouts for the rest of the game. Guy Santos has the headset on downstairs, and the game started out as a free-flowing game in the first quarter. Then the last three quarters, what a grinder of a game, just a tough game. Tell us a little bit of what was it like out there for you.
Yeah, we were expecting a game like that because we know they have a good team. So, like when we play in New York, that was the same type of game. We gotta be solid the whole game, be solid, and in the end of the game. We know that we got guys that can close the game and win like we did tonight.
And when you're in this situation, you've been with the team all year long. What's the difference when you guys go into games? It almost feels like when you guys go into games now that you expect to win, where maybe at times this year maybe you were hoping to win.
Yeah, like our mentality, always was like when we step in the court, we gotta win the game. But right now, because we have like I think 70 straight games win. And we're feeling good, we're playing well, and that gives us a lot of more confidence to go there and win the game.
Guy, was there anything said after the first quarter? The first quarter, the Knicks had 20 points in the paint, and then you did a great job from that point on. Was there anything said about the paint points and the drives and the rebounds that they were getting in the first quarter?
Yeah. We know that they got a couple shooters, but the main thing for them is just score on the paint, and they were doing that well in the first quarter. But we talked between each other in the bench, and we said like we gotta make them start making shots, like 3-point shots, and we close a little bit more the paint, and that's helped us to open the game a little bit, so we can hold until the end of the game and win the game.
Have you picked up any tricks from Jimmy Butler since he's come over?
Yeah, it's playoff two, man. Playoff two, every time. If you get in the paint, jump, stop in 2 feet, and make a play.
Jump stop's good, and you know what? One thing you do really well that I appreciate is the pump fake. The pump fakes work all the time, and you utilize them, and I appreciate the fact that you utilize those pump fakes.
Yeah, every time. I know there's guys that jump a lot here, they jump high, so just got a pump fake. If you have the open shot, make it. If not, spraying out, and then somebody else going to make it.
Guy, thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with us tonight. Another great effort by you. We love watching you play, and just keep this going. A couple of tough games coming up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Guy Santos. Warriors win 97-94. Jim Roy, Tom Tolbert. Rock fight type of game we saw against Detroit.
It was a slog.
Like Portland. Yeah. You know, all those games without the numerous fouling. But just a nice, you know, physical game. And again, I keep saying this, that, you know, the Warriors keep piling up wins in games where they don't play their best. And that's a great sign.
Yeah.
Really is.
It was a sprint the first quarter. They were getting after it. And then it became mud wrestling in the last three quarters with tops on. So I just want to make that clear to everybody out there. This is that type of show. Thank you, Tim. but it was hard.
It's going to be a quick post game tonight.
We might get yanked off.
Yeah.
But it was one of those type of games. You know, it kind of reminded me of a little bit like a playoff game. Not the intensity or the atmosphere, but just the trying to get away from the other team. Like, they just won't let you get away, and you have your chances to get away, and you miss some shots, and all of a sudden you feel like, oh, we missed our opportunity. We could have gone up 12. We could have gone up more. And now a 9-point lead is a 2-point lead, and here we are in a battle, and you just find enough to get it done. Because that would have been rough to lose that one. Because I think the last time the Knicks had the lead was 31-29 at the end of the first quarter when Butler hit that three to put him up 32-31. And that was it. After that, it wasn't a huge lead, but it was a lead. And those are always sucker punches when you have the lead pretty much the entire game. And then at the very end, you give up the lead and the team wins. But I was impressed by both teams. Impressed by the Warriors' ability to close it out and find enough plays to get it done. And the Knicks, who are playing without their best player in Jalen Brunson, last trip of the road trip, you know, who knows how that's going to go. And they battled the whole way through. The offense wasn't great. It wasn't crisp. And they just kept battling and hung in there and gave themselves a chance to win at the game. I mean, clearly these are two of the best teams in the NBA at this moment.
You know, the Warriors are now 11 games over 500, first time all year. And along with Minnesota, they're tied for second with the longest current win streak right now. Warriors won seven in a row, so have the Timberwolves. And, you know, Cleveland's on another planet. They've won 16 in a row.
They're ridiculous. That's their second 15-plus, because they won 15 earlier, and now they won six. That's 31 wins in two win streaks.
it's insane.
It really is.
It's kind of Warrior, you know, teens-like.
Exactly.
You know? So again, the Warriors now have a half-game lead on Minnesota, but it's actually a game-and-a-half lead because Minnesota has to finish ahead of Golden State. And I think as important on that, they also picked up a half-game on the Clippers because that team scares me.
I agree with you. I think the Clippers are really good. They're tough for the Warriors to play because they're long, athletic. Now, they've been a different team without Powell. I didn't think we'd have to do this, but probably, you know, start telling people what the tiebreakers are with the teams that I didn't even think the Warriors would be close to 3 weeks ago. They have the tiebreaker against Minnesota. They have the tiebreaker against Houston. They have the tiebreaker against Memphis. Denver is still to be determined. They don't have the tiebreaker against the Lakers. And then forget about OKC. They're just off on their own thing. They do, but it doesn't matter. So there's a lot of different scenarios that are going to be in play the last, you know, 10 games of the season. And I find it fascinating. It's a lot more fascinating than the East, where everything is set, right? Top two, set. Three, set. And then 4, 5, 6 gets interesting, but, you know, it's three teams, not like five or six teams. And then after that, it drops off a little bit. So I'm curious to see how this – I'm excited to watch it.
Real quick, final thought. Yep. And I know you're scoffing, but
– No, I'm not scoffing.
The head coach, I'm your friend, scoffing. Steve Kerr, all-time winningest coach in Warrior history. And even if you took away the Luke Walton, he's going to get it eventually.
No, he will, but he's not now. So go on. What's your question?
Question is, how proud are you of him?
Oh, I mean I love that guy. Everybody knows Steve and I have known each other for 40 years now, I guess is what it is. So,
yeah.
I mean, no, I think the world of Steve. I think he's an incredible human being. He's incredibly smart, incredibly compassionate, and just a hell of a coach. And I've told people this. I knew this was going to be his vocation when I played with him in college. You could just tell. He had the ability to lead people, and people wanted to follow him, not because he was the bark orders, which he can be at times, not because he wore his passion on his sleeve, which he does, but his ability to connect with people. And as a head coach, your ability to connect with people is paramount. And that's what he's able to do. And not just a cursory, hey, how you doing? And, okay, good, you know, move on. Like, he cares about his players, and he cares about the people that he comes in contact with. So I couldn't be happier for him. And I was thrilled when I found out that he was going to be the coach of the Warriors, because I talked to him before that, and it was going to be the Knicks or the Warriors, and really it was going to be the Knicks because Phil Jackson was running the Knicks at the time, and everybody knows his connection with Phil Jackson as a player for the Bulls. And then the Warriors came into play. Needed a new coach. It was going to be Stan Van Gundy. It wasn't going to be Stan Van Gundy. And I remember talking to him, go, boy, you got a lot of good stuff going out here. The organization, the ownership, obviously the area where his family lived on the West Coast, Steph Curry and the team and all that. I just thought this was a team that was ready to get in a rocket ship and start heading up. And he was the guy that was the captain of that. Like, he was the guy, like, look, it's all Steph. Let's get that straight. It's all Steph, and the players take most of the credit. But this was the guy that lead them and let them play in a way that allowed them to be the best version of themselves. So I'm thrilled for him. I think he's found what he wanted to do. He's made an impact on people's lives. He's made an impact in this organization. And he's a guy that it's funny for me because when you start thinking about the greatest coaches of all time and start throwing him in there, it's weird for me because he's one of my best friends. So I'm like, get out of here. You're not Phil Jackson. You're not Pop. You're not Auerbach. You're not Riley. You're not those guys. But he is. Yeah. Like, he's going to be a Hall of Famer one day.
Yep.
It's a joke, but he's going to be a Hall of Famer one day. So I couldn't be happier for the guy. Everything he gets, he deserves because of the way he treats people. And that's the biggest compliment I can give him, is that what you see is what you get. And I feel like people that treat people the right way get rewarded. And he treats people the right way. I just love the guy.
Well said, sir. We'll see you on Monday.
Give Luke his wins back.